Aloha and welcome once again to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher. Thanks very much for checking in with us. We got a great podcast for you on this Aloha Friday. It's July 16th, 2010, and it is our 399th podcast. Glad you're here. We're going to talk about some Hawaii vacation news. Also, talk about the Hawaii 5-0 blessing, which took place yesterday morning. We have some exclusive stuff to share with you. Also, our site inspection over at the park, Waikiki, the Waikiki Park Hotel. We're going to talk about that as we get through this podcast. So glad you're here. Podcast is brought to you by us. We are the owners of Hawaii-Aloha.com. We're in Hawaii. We're Hawaii's experts. You can catch us on the web at www.hawaii-aloha.com. And you can also reach us, of course, just by calling us at 1-800-843-8771. I know, you're used to the commercial. I got to do the commercial up out front. You know, that's the way we got to do it. Get it out of the way. That's all we do here is book Hawaii vacations. And so if you're planning a trip to Hawaii, you've come to the right place. Get involved with us. We're also on Twitter. Aloha Bruce, A-L-O-H-A-B-R-U-C-E. And you can catch our blog. We put information out there every single day, including exclusive stuff. We got some exclusive shots of the blessing yesterday of the Hawaii 5-0 series, which is starting here in September. So we got a lot of ground to cover. Let's get into it. And what other things did I want to say? Yeah, on Facebook. Of course, catch us on Facebook and all the social networking channels. We are there in a YouTube channel. And you can find all this. Just go to the website. It's all right there. We're also do this live show. We do it every Wednesday and Friday around 1 o'clock. So if you're around, please join us and catch us live. We do it live. So let's get right into it. We got a little bit of news here I want to talk about. You know, Hawaii continues to be the romance capital of the world. If you look at the numbers that are coming from the Visitors Bureau, especially for weddings and honeymooners, the islands attracted 48,455 honeymooners in May. That's up 7.6% from 45,000 last year. And in the first 5 months of this year, Hawaii had a total of 175,000 honeymooners, which is up 2.9% from 170,000 during the same period last year. And visitors who came to Hawaii to get married totaled 11,200 in May. So let's just do the math on that. 11,246 people divided by 30. That's like 320-something people a day, right? Wow. That's a lot of people. That's a big business in Hawaii. When you think about the Hawaii wedding business, we do a lot of honeymoons. We do now a typical honeymoon package is going to include your air, your room, and your car. And then we go from there. We add some of the romance fun stuff that you should be doing. And there's, you know, romance amenities at the various hotels that we can bundle in for you. And in the first 5 months of the year, Hawaii had a total of 45,304 wedding-related visitors, which is up 0.13% over last year. Now, these statistics don't include any cruise line information. A lot of people come over for romance for cruise. So no big surprise there. But what is amazing is just the numbers, the sheer numbers of people doing that. And that's why we book so many honeymoon packages and do a lot of honeymoon and we do weddings too. But we love doing honeymoon packages. You know, a guy called me the other day. We put together a beautiful honeymoon package. He's going 3 islands on Oahu. He's going to go to the Halekulani. Then he's going to go over to Maui. He's going to stay at the Grand Wailea, and then over on Kauai, all oceanfront, you know, units. I mean, if you got the money, this package, and then over on Kauai, they're going to stay over at the Prince in a beautiful junior suite there, which are nice. I've stayed in the junior suites there. Just gorgeous, overlooking the cliffs. Hanalei Bay is right up there. It's probably one of the most tranquil places on earth over there on Kauai. It was a beautiful romance package that we put together for him. And total package was around $8,400. That was around the price for like a, if you want to go all out, that's what you're looking at. $8,000 to $10,000. Easy. For, you know, I think that was a 10-day package. This was a 10-day package. So anyway, romance, this is the place for it. So definitely come over to Why We Got, and we'll help you do that. Now, speaking of romancing, you know, you're coming to us to get information, right? You want to learn fun new things to do. Well, there's a really romantic thing going on at the beach house at the Moana Surfrider. It's happening all through the summer. And what they're doing is they're making mojito cocktails that are handcrafted with superfoods. So they're pairing the mojito with superfood blends, which means that the ingredients include stuff like blueberries, yummy, those are good for you, ginger, green tea, and honey. And all of these things are really good for your bodies. They even say that, you know, they prevent diseases and stuff. And they even have a mojito that has that acai berry juice stuff in it, acai juice or something. It's supposed to be really good for you, and they've got a mojito that includes that. So they're pairing, you know, you've heard of food and wine pairings, right? They take the food and they pair it up with a great wine that's supposed to blend in with the food. Well, this is a twist on that, right? So they're going to make you drunk, but they're going to make you drunk with really good ingredients. Yeah, it sounds like a great idea. And, you know, when you pair some of these ingredients together, they actually work better than if you were to drink it alone. So in other words, a blueberry mixed with maybe ginger is going to be better for you than just drinking ginger or the blueberry separately. You know what I mean? So they actually have done some, I think they have a name for these kinds of people that do this crafting of this stuff. They're, you know, it's food synergy. That's the word. It's food synergy. And some things are even more nutritious when they're eaten together rather than separately. And they go on to list some of the great benefits. So this is over at the Moana Surfrider. It's a great hotel, historic hotel. And even if you don't, and the beach house is just a great place to go too. Even if you don't catch one of these, you know, mojito days, you can go there and get great tea. It's just a nice place for tea, afternoon tea. And it's under there in the banyan tree. It's just a beautiful location, you know, serene, just gorgeous. So hopefully that gives you an idea of something romantic to do. And that's a great idea. Another thing I wanted to mention is that over at the Pacific Beach Hotel, if you're coming in this week and in this weekend, they have I think this is going to go up until the end of August. They have the Natsui Matsuri Summer Festival. And this is going to include food booths that they have there. And they have a lot of the traditional delicacies that you're going to find, like dumplings and cooked octopus, grilled squid, and curry with rice, noodles, and Japanese sweets, and some that have even Hawaiian touch. You're going to get the shave ice. So this is all happening at the Pacific Beach Hotel. It happens Friday and Saturday nights. And on Friday nights, they have great entertainment, including Jake Shimabukuro. And this is the one, you know, I actually didn't get to mention this on the podcast. This is the other piece that I wanted to do, talking about that. And they even have Japanese bond dancing going on there. You know, we talked about bond dancing earlier. It's just this fun little dance that you can do. And it doesn't require any special teaching or anything. Anybody can get along. Everybody is welcome. And that's also happening. And that happens Friday and Saturday nights at 6:30 to 8 p.m. You can enjoy bond dancing. So get on over there. They're also going to have Daz Taguchi on Saturday nights. Sounds like a great time. Now I want to talk a little bit about the Hawaii Five-0 series that's premiering here. A lot of buzz going on about it. Everybody is really excited. The pilot was picked up. Of course, they're going to start going into production. And yesterday morning, our own blogger, Cindy Schopper, she got over to the premiere blessing that took place yesterday morning, and she got back some amazing pictures. We got some pictures to show you up there. The producers and the crew, they got together. They did a Hawaiian blessing, and it was all done at the Hilton Hawaiian Village. There was a lot of crew members, and there's some pictures up there on our blog page. You can see some of these exclusive pictures we got. There were lots of reporters, and a lot of the crew members were there, a lot of photographers, and there were a lot of tourists, too, that were all excited because it was kind of impromptu, but people knew that it was going to happen. Now, in case you've been in a bubble somewhere, Alex Laughlin is going to be playing Steve McGarrett, and Scott Kahn, it's not Can, I said Can earlier, but it's Kahn, Scott Kahn is going to be playing Danny Williams, who, of course, played Dano. You know, when McGarrett used to go book him Dano, remember that? And Daniel Day-Kim stays here in Hawaii. He was, of course, from Lost fame. He is going to be playing Chin Ho Kelly. And Grace Park, who was in Battlestar Galactica, she's actually going to be playing Zulu. Now, Zulu, if you remember on the original episode, was played by a man. So I guess Zulu got a sex change operation. So those are the main characters, and of course there's going to be lots of returning characters, I've told, and it's going to be a great, great series to watch. And you know, I'm really excited about it. I'm really hoping that this notoriety, it'll have the same kind of notoriety that Lost had, because we got so much mileage out of the Lost show. You know, it really put us on the map. And you know, if you're out, you know, if you're thinking about having a Hawaiian vacation, you want to get a feel for what it looks like here, go out and rent some of the DVDs from the old Hawaii Five-0 series, or some of the, what's the other guy? The other famous show that was here with the guy with the mustache. I'm drawing a blank here. You know, that show. All those shows that are here. God, now my mind is blank, and I'll be thinking about that for the rest of the show. No, not Lost. The guy with the Aloha shirt and the, oh, man, my brain is just not working. Anyway, it's a great way to see what Hawaii looks like. You get a virtual tour of Hawaii, and you check out those old videos. And there's also Pirates of the Caribbean is being filmed here, and it's right down the street. I was hoping to try and get some pictures of that myself. But they're down at Eternity Beach, and last night, the ship that they used for it could be seen out there, I was told, because they were doing some filming. So that's going to be ongoing, too. We're going to keep an eye on that as well. So be looking for the premiere. It's going to be on, I believe, the 16th of September, and we're going to get the show a couple of days earlier, and of course, I'll be streaming it, so you'll be able to see it right here, well, actually, on our Ustream channel. Be looking for that, because we'll be doing that. We'll definitely be doing that, so hopefully, that helps you out. Now, yesterday, we had an opportunity to check out and do a site inspection of the park, the Waikiki Park Hotel. This is a wonderful boutique-like hotel. It's a sister property of the Halekulani. It's a really nice, really, you know, classy place. So, you know, it's a nice four-star property. They have a beautiful, lush lobby. Great stuff going on in the hotel itself, including the famous Nobu restaurant. And I was impressed by, you know, some of the public spaces. While, you know, it's not on the beach, they have a really nice pool there. And it's a large pool. A very substantial pool, and you've got some great seating areas and nice spaces up there. And I hadn't seen the pool up there in a while, and I really thought it was beautiful. And of course, like I just mentioned, Nobu, and we have packages that start at about $166. If you want breakfast, it's a little bit more. And it includes parking, which a lot of the hotels don't, which can cost you a fortune. In fact, that's one of the drawbacks about renting a car on Oahu, is that, you know, the parking is so expensive in the hotels. Well, they include the parking. And you also get the use, if you want to, of these exclusive luxury cars they have there. And they have a really cool Lotus, a red Lotus that's gorgeous, that you could rent for $150 a day if you're staying at the hotel. Very cool. And if you really want to go crazy, you can go to the Halekulani. If you're staying at the Park Shore, you can use the facilities of the Halekulani, which is very, very nice. Because the Halekulani is a 6-star property, gorgeous property. It's one of the nicest properties on Oahu and the best service anywhere around. And you can use the services. You can rent a Bentley over there. Can you believe that? A Bentley? Man, and it's a nice car. So the hotel itself is gorgeous. We saw the rooms. The rooms are, you know, a little bit larger than average rooms. They're 360 square feet. The average room is around 300, even less here on Oahu. So, a decent-sized room. They didn't have carpet, which I like, but they do have tile with a lot of grout, though. I'm not a big fan of grout. But the hotel is clean. It's nice. Very well-maintained. A lot going on there. Nelson and his team just do a wonderful job. I want to thank Nelson for being so nice to us, because the day ended for us on this site inspection at the Halekulani at the Orchid restaurant, where we got, like, it was like this lunch was decadent. Everything from the fresh coffee that they squeeze through the strainer type thing. We had macadamia coffee with just terrific entrees and appetizers. I had the nori wrapped poke, which was basically a piece of seaweed wrapped with nori, and then inside just really finely chopped poke, which is chopped ahi, raw ahi, and then singed at the bottom so that it looked like a little candy. It would look like a little like round thing. It was a tiny little round thing. And just delicious. You bite into it, it was crunchy, it was delicious, and the flavors were amazing, and it was so fresh. Everything was fresh there. I had an amazing dessert. I had the pudding there, the chocolate pudding, which when you opened it up, it oozed out like peanuts and caramel. Oh my God, it was decadent. It was really, really wonderful. Yaling had the hamachi with roe on top, and that was on a bed of jelly, like guava jelly. It was just unbelievable. I didn't go for that much, but, and then somebody had the filet mignon. One of our agents had the filet mignon. It was just delicious, so it was a great time. So I want to thank the folks at the park and be looking on our blog. We give it, you know, two thumbs up. We are booking the property a lot more. I think it's a great value for the dollar. So give us a call on that and we'll get you going on the Waikiki Park Hotel. Now's the time in our program we like to talk about packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. I only have time for one, maybe two here. First package is for two people coming in from St. Louis. They're going to be going to two islands, staying on Oahu and then over to Maui on Oahu. And they're going to be coming in August 3rd to the 11th. On Oahu, they're going to be staying at the Aqua Palms. They do just a great job. It includes a leg reading and transfer. Over on Maui, staying at the Royal Kahana. And that also includes a car. And we just love both of these properties. Aqua, just a great hotel chain here. They do a wonderful job in the budget line. They have boutique hotels. They have the Aqua Kit that makes sure you get that Wi-Fi without having to pay for anything. You also get fridge and microwave and free coffee and also the Royal Kahana, which we're booking like crazy. So hopefully that helps you out. Total package price, $26.70. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us. We got to get on out of here. We want to thank you for tuning in. We'll see you again next Wednesday. For my beautiful wife and all of us here at HawaiiAloha.com, we'll say aloha and mahalo.